Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Mike Jones of the Washington Post on the show at 11. We'll go around the NFL with Will Brinson at 1 o'clock. And at 1:30, Nats fans do not fear.
Don't fret.
We're not going to forget about your boys, our guys, as the NFL season starts. Barry Sferluga will be with us. We'll talk to Barry about Steven Strasburg running his scoreless streak to a Nationals record now approaching 30 consecutive innings without giving up a run. Oh, by the way, Stras was cramping last night.
It's again. The calf thing again. He's hopping around. It looked precarious.
Shaking his leg a lot. I want him to stop, whatever that is, I want him to stop doing that every start.
If I could pick and choose what I want. I want the filth. I want the buckets of yuck and evil aspirin tablet shadows that he's throwing at the plate right now, where his curveball is breaking more than it ever has on two planes, might I add. And guys are buckling at the knees, where he's striking people out and he's effective, where they're not giving up any runs. I would keep that, and I would get rid of the, is he going to be okay in October, feeling. That's what I want to do. Now, I don't know if I get to do that, but I'd like to.
I would be okay with that as well.
You'd opt in for that right now?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'd be okay with that. By the way, what is plantar fascia? Do you know, like, plantar fasciitis, what that actually is? Someone diagnosed me with that who doesn't know anything about anything, and I'm wondering if that's what that is. I woke up.
It's unspeakable pain basically in the middle of your foot.
Okay. I woke up 3 days ago with ridiculous pain in the bottom of my foot. Now, it's pretty much on the side of my foot. It was in the very front.
Can you put your foot on the counter here?
Yeah.
Is it a counter, really? Is that what I just said? What am I serving you, deli meats?
Yes.
On the counter?
There it is.
All right, point to the area.
Okay.
Area.
So it was initially here at the bottom of my front of my foot, but now it's all on the side over here.
Oh, that I can't help you with. So plantar fascia, keep it up there. Okay. Plantar fascia is typically, so you see the circle that's on the bottom of your shoe that's going to be for your heel.
Yes.
It's next door to the heel, right in the, it's almost
not
the beginning
that.
Of the arch. That's where your typical
this
plantar fascia is going to be.
This is the very side of my foot and the bottom of the part you would stand on if you were standing on your toes.
So the balls of your foot, kind of the ball of your foot?
I feel like the ball of your foot is the back of your foot, isn't it? When someone says they're on the balls of your
foot. I'll show you the ball. There's the LeVar right there.
Okay, yeah.
That's the ball of your foot.
So that's what it was when it started hurting. And in the middle of the night, I woke up and stepped down to
shooting pain?
Just terrible, excruciating pain. Now, this is a couple days later. It went away for a couple days. The pain is back on the very side of my foot.
Let me ask you something. There's a Seinfeld episode where this gets addressed. Not specifically plantar fascia, mind you, or foot pain. What's your bed situation?
Casper mattress. It's wonderful.
Give me your sheet situation more specifically. What are you doing?
I have a sheet
that
I lay on.
Uh-huh.
And then a blanket over me.
How heavy is that blanket? I'm going somewhere with it, I promise.
Well, if you're saying that the blanket is so heavy that it injured my foot.
I'm not saying that.
I don't think it is.
How firm is your tuck-in?
It's not firm at all.
Do you have a loose situation?
Pretty loose.
You sure it's loose?
Pretty sure.
Because what can happen is if you end up, as you fidget throughout the night, you end up sleeping on your back.
Okay.
In order to fit under that firm tuck, you got to make a move with your toes. And you do it subconsciously just to stay asleep. Because you can't, if you can't extend your foot up all the way because of how firm the tuck is, you've got to tuck rule your feet underneath and you're basically flexing. Look what I'm doing.
This is not a muscle pull.
Look at this. I'm DJ flexing all my toes to fit underneath what would be a firm blanket situation.
Possible.
Then you wake up and all of a sudden you wonder why you're cramping.
But you know, you can wake up with a Charlie horse or something when you're stretching your leg. This is not that. This feels more bone.
What
related.
I'm saying is
this
you could
feels like
you could injure it. It could be inflamed. You could have a Max Scherzer neck situation, but in your foot.
If this continues for a couple more days, I'm gonna have to get it checked. That we're at that level now.
Jeez.
I was just kind of going to persevere a few days later. It's been 3 or 4 days. Yesterday it was fine. Day before that it was fine. Go back to the Labor Day holiday, though, over the weekend. Brutal.
Have you taken any care of it? Have you iced anti-inflammatories?
I haven't done anything, no.
Come on, man.
I'm not a medicine guy. I don't really like medicines.
Well, don't take any Advil. What you need to do is ice that bad Jackson.
I'll ice it.
Ice when there's hurt, my friend. That's the first thing you do.
I hate icing kickers, so I just assume that I hate icing my feet.
You won't be about to put ice on a call timeout.
I hate when coaches do that. I've never really thought it works that well. How much are the Redskins going to miss Sua Cravens? Let's get into that. He's not playing, and it's not because he has a hurt foot.
No.
It's because right now he doesn't know if he wants to play football anymore. We talked about this ad nauseum yesterday. If you want to know more of how we feel about his situation, the podcasts are available from yesterday's show, grantanddanny.com/audio. Cliff Notes would be, I feel for the guy, want him to take care of himself. I hate the timing. Danny's basically in wait-and-see mode and has less sympathy at the moment for Sua Cravens.
Yeah, sympathy's at the ready, as is anger, depending on which way it goes. But I'd like to see more information before I start playing armchair psychologist.
But specific to the safety position in the Redskins' defense in a sans Craven season that could be coming, he's going to miss the first four games, we know that.
Yeah.
So the first game against the Eagles, the second game against the Rams, and then the third and fourth matchups for the Redskins are going to be played without Cravens. How much will they miss him in the short and long term is the question, and what does him leaving the team really do for that position? On DeShazer Everett, I have a weird optimism about him. He looked good in the preseason. It's not saying a whole lot. He's always made the most and maximized his opportunities. Going back to the end of last year in December when he had the pick in the end zone against the Eagles, has been an ace on special teams. Where I hesitate to say I feel like he's going to be a good starter for them, though, is that I had a weird optimism at one point about Kareem Moore. I had a weird optimism at one point about Oshimogo Atagwe.
What about Chris Horton?
I had a weird optimism after his first year for the 7th round UCLA Bruin, Chris Horton. I had a weird optimism at one point for Madu Williams. You can run through the list. I've always been kind of sold the bill of goods on, well, Deshaun Goldson, great leader, led the team in tackles, yeah, but took circuitous routes like a center fielder who would never track a fly ball.
Brandon Merriweather, David Bruton, we have been down this road.
I don't like the unknown of DeShazer Everett, corner turned into safety, wasn't supposed to start. Now all of a sudden he's pressed into a starting role and the Redskins are telling me how good he's going to be. I've read that book, but for what it's worth, Everett has always kind of looked like a guy that was better than everyone knew he was.
Yeah, to me, it's a relative grade. So I was a terrible math student. So when I showed up and got a C on a quiz and everyone's jumping for joy, it's because I was adequate. I was passable. This is the NFL. I don't need C students. I need A students. I need guys that are really good. The fact that he doesn't look lost in the NFL, we're kind of counting it as a victory. Going from that to saying, safety position, which has been an issue since Sean Taylor passed in 07, now solved because DeShazer's here, I think it's a little bit premature and frankly incorrect is how I phrase it. We're doing the same dance that we've done for the last decade, which is try to put a Band-Aid to stop the flowing tide that's come up against the dam and we can't do anything about it because the city's down below. This is not good enough at the safety spot once again. We were counting it solved when Sua Cravens was just going to show up and be a safety, even though he wasn't drafted to be that and he demanded to be that and they tried to cater to him. And the idea that that position was now going to be solved for someone that didn't really do it in college and wasn't really projected to be anything more than a tweener, you know, in certain packages in the NFL.
The plan was always to move him to safety, but it was not that he was going to be maybe an all-down star. Where I think people missed the boat is this offseason, you and I addressed this. People just immediately said, fixed, yeah. Never worry about it again. We've got Sua Cravens.
That's what I'm trying to say.
DJ Swearinger, the best safety in terms of resume over the last few seasons in the league that they've had at any point, probably since Atagwe, that did not work out. What is your take on the Redskins safety position? We can take your calls next and we'll continue our conversation. We're just getting started with 800-636-1067. They only kept four. Everett and Swearinger start. Monte Nicholson and Stephon McClure, who were both rookies, by the way. Nicholson, who was a 4th-round pick, and a lot of people around the league went, really? They took that guy in the 4th round? And McClure, who was an undrafted free agent, who no one thought was going to make the team. D'Angelo Hall's on PUP. So it's Swearinger and three kids, none of whom this team really had any expectation to play a lot at safety when training camp began. That's what they got right now. Should we be concerned about an important position? We're Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.